This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Good morning. As you head into this day, remember, God is real and He is there with you. He loves you so deeply, no matter what is going on in your life, and He wants to walk through the experiences of life with you. Not only to help you make it through those experiences, but to work through you in the lives of the people around you, to reveal Himself to them, to show them how awesome it is to have Him in your life, and to show them what He wants to do through them then in the lives of other people. You've got to get your mind off just yourself and your circumstances, and remember, you have been put here for a reason. God wants to work through you in your life, and He has put His Holy Spirit into your life to help you do that. And we are talking all this week about the work of God's Holy Spirit in our lives. In the last day, when Jesus was spending time with His disciples before He ascended to be back with His Father in heaven, it says this in Acts chapter 1, verse 4. While staying with them, He ordered them not to depart from Jerusalem, but to wait for the promise of the Father, which, He said, you heard from me, for John baptized with water, but you will be baptized with the Holy Spirit not many days from now. Isn't that interesting? Earlier, Jesus had said to them, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, teaching them to obey everything I've commanded you. And yet here He is saying, don't go to all nations, but stay in Jerusalem until you receive what the Father promised. John baptized with water, but you will be baptized with the Holy Spirit. And isn't this just what John the Baptist prophesied? I baptize with water, but Jesus will baptize with the Holy Spirit and with fire. Sometime later, the day of Pentecost arrived. All of Jesus' followers were just praying, waiting for this promise that the Father had given them through Jesus. Jesus has ascended to be with the Father. And it says, when the day of Pentecost arrived, they were all together in one place. And suddenly there came from heaven a sound like a mighty rushing wind, and it filled the entire house where they were sitting. And divided tongues as of fire appeared to them and rested on each one of them. And they were all filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak in other languages as the Spirit gave them utterance. There were dwelling in Jerusalem Jews, devout men from every nation under heaven. And at this sound a multitude came together, and they were bewildered because each one was hearing them speak in his own language. They were amazed and astonished, saying, aren't all these who are speaking Galileans? How is it that we hear, each of us, in his own native language, Parthians, Medes, Elamites, residents of Mesopotamia, Judea, Cappadocia, Pontus, Asia, and on the list goes. So here's this reality. John baptized with water. When people repented and said yes to John's message, they came to John at the Jordan River to be baptized with water. But here, Jesus is fulfilling His promise to the disciples, and Jesus is baptizing His followers with the Holy Spirit. And the evidence here at this first experience was these tongues of fire that rested on each of them. It must have been an amazing sight, mustn't it? And the sound of this rushing wind. And then they're all speaking in other languages. So Peter maybe was speaking Parthian, and Matthew was speaking Phrygian, and someone else was speaking Egyptian, and all the people listening could hear it being spoken in their own languages. It was a miracle, wasn't it? They could never have done that. Only God could, and He gave that to them as the evidence that He was doing something very special. And do you know that when the Apostle Paul then talks about the experience of every Christian in 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 13, he tells us, with one Spirit, we were all baptized into one body, and we're all made to drink of the same Spirit. And so here it is. As believers, we have all been baptized by Jesus with the Holy Spirit into one body. What body is that? The body of Christ. If you're part of the body of Christ, God has poured out his Holy Spirit, drenched you with his Holy Spirit, and it's that that makes you spiritually alive. It's that that gives you your living connection to God. I'm John North.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 1032's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.